What's up? I burned both my palms last night. Trying to be cool. Held them over candles. It was a fun game. Hungover. I lost my phone. I think I did. Sunday night. Right. We listened to a little classical, because it's what I need. But I'm awake, I'm alive, and I'm just waiting for the first show to come in. It's kind of like an off-the-cuff show, so it's probably just going to be classical, because I like that shit. Anyways, Jess, if you're listening, hope you're not too hungover, baby. Holy shit, I didn't realize how depressing and ominous this sounded. I'm gonna switch it up. Damn, what do? I switch it to Beethoven. No, that's not the vibe. Tchaikovsky never fails, though. Here we go. I was supposed to see Romeo and Juliet last night. Didn't do it. I think I had a good time anyway. Never that big of a fan of the Leo one, but Johnny League is on the... I can't speak right now. I'm so tired. He carried the whole fucking film. Shit. And Kill time. Killing the time. Time is 8:38. What have you done today? Anyways, this show is an off-the-cuff show. It's called Let's Recap. Just trying to remember everything. Might have been roofied last night. I don't know. I doubt it. Nothing bad happened. I don't remember anything. Doesn't foolish things last night. It was all harmless. All good. All good fun. Moments like this, I wish I had someone to co-host. Yeah. Oh, shut up. I have to keep talking. So here I am. Let me help myself out. That hit. Hello. There we go. Sort of. Take it and change it. This song goes out to the season. The reason for the season. We'll be right back. So, some fun facts. Probably way too loud, I'm sorry. What do I know about the world? Can't think of anything. Fun facts. Do you know that banging your head against the wall burns 150 calories an hour? It does. It really does. Which leads me to a personal fun fact. I've had like 5 concussions. Pinocchio is spelled incorrectly most of the time. That's also a fun fact. Human saliva has a boiling point 3 times that of regular water. Okay, I don't know about this. Seems legit. So, good morning. In Chinatown. You're probably sick of hearing my voice, but hello world. I didn't like that you could hear me inhale. That's weird. I'm cool. Keeping it going. Probably just want to listen to music, huh? Not gonna let you do that though. Oh, here we go. Gonna teach you about penguins right now. No, I'm gonna change the song. Okay. What's a song without gunshots, you know? Number one. All 17 species of penguins are naturally found exclusively in the southern hemisphere. Okay, I think everyone knew that. I'm sad if you do. Emperor penguins are the tallest creatures. This is not a fact. Fascist species? Yeah. I've been thinking about fascism a lot lately. Been thinking about fascism. In the United States. It's been scaring me. I'm not telling you though. Fossils place the earliest penguin relative at some 60 million years ago. Meaning that. Meaning an ancestor of the birds we see today survived the mass extinction of the dinosaurs. Okay, wow. Big whoop. I see plenty of pictures of penguins here too. Penguins ingest a lot of seawater while hunting for fish, but a special gland behind their eyes, the suborbital gland, supraorbital gland, filters out the salt water from the bloodstream. Penguins excrete it through their beaks. Or by sneezing. And there's like a little penguin looking like he's like about to sneeze. Number 7. Unlike most birds, which lose and replace few feathers at a time, penguins molt all at once, spending 2 or 3 weeks laying down as they undergo what is called the catastrophic molt. Number 8. All but 2 species of penguins breed in large colonies up to 1,000 birds. Number 9. Varies by species, but the penguins will mate with the same member of the opposite sex season after season. Hey, if penguins can do it, we can, right? Or is monogamy right out the door? I don't know. I still kind of believe in it sometimes. Not someone I really like. Similarly, no species are loyal to the exact nesting ground. I'll read them before I start speaking. Yeah, we all know that. We all watch Happy Feet. And Happy Feet too, I'm sure. Number 13, skipping ahead a little bit. Penguin parents, both male and female, care for their young for several months until the chicks are strong enough to hunt for food on their own. got like a little happy feet guy looking thing. If female emperor penguin baby dies, oh no, I'm breaking a kid. She will often kidnap an unrelated chick, but rather than raise it as her own, she'll soon abandon the stolen chick. Damn, that is awful. That's terrible. That's a behavioral trait. That's ruthless. Despite their lack of visible ears, we're on 15. Despite their lack of visible ears, penguins have excellent hearing and rely on distinct calls to identify their mates when returning to crowded breeding grounds. The first published account of penguins comes from Antonio Pigafetta, who was aboard Ferdinand Magellan's first circumnavigation of the Earth in 1520 when the animals were caught near what was probably called... They don't even know where this is. But, anyways, they caught him in Punta Tombo in Argentina. He called them geese. And he must have been at sea for a while. An earlier anonymous diary entry from Vasco da Gama's 1497 voyage around the Cape of Good Hope makes mention of flightless birds as large ducks. Oh no, I cannot listen to this song. This song sucks, dude. I kind of want to go back to classical. Is that cool? I'm going to go back to classical. Or not. See what happens. I'm sure you're dying to figure out what's going on with the penguins. Here, let's learn some Chinese. Yeah. Alright, maybe we'll learn Chinese. Ooh, this is kind of ersatz Chinese music. I'm sorry.
Welcome to Learn in Your Car,
an audio. We're not in a car, are we? Brought to you by Penton Overseas, or am I in the driver's seat? I don't know. I want to hear about the penguins again. I thought this was going to be really stupid, but I'm actually interested. 18. Because they aren't used to danger from animals. Alright, while the introduction's going. Because they aren't used to danger from animals or on solid ground, wild penguins exhibit no particular fear of human tourists.
Third pause. At first, you will only be able to imitate the new words in the two pauses after the translations, the second and third pauses.
Let's test my memory here.
As you learn and progress, you will be able to recall and recite the new words you learned during the first pause.
Get on with it, man.
To increase the rate at which
you learn,
I know
how this works.
Be sure to speak your new vocabulary out loud. Play the first lesson several times until you learn most of it. Then start playing this lesson, followed by the next lesson.
Anyways, I'm going to pause this, and I'm going to tell you the last facts, and then we're going to go straight to Mandarin. Is that cool? In the 16th century, this is number 20, because there were 20 great facts about penguins. In the 16th century, the word penguin actually referred to the great ox, scientific name Pinguinus and penis. Sorry, I'm immature. Now extinct species that inhabited the seas around eastern Canada. Hey, that contradicts the first fact. When explorers traveled to the southern hemisphere, they saw black and white birds that resembled ox, and they called them penguins. That's cool. I'm intrigued. I probably have lost a lot of credibility here. All right, let's jump into this.
Lesson 1. Basics.
第一课.
基本词汇.
I.
I fucked that up. I'm sorry.
我.
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 You, familiar.
我.
你.
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 You, polite.
哦.
您.
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 He, she, it.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
他.
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 他. 他.
This.
这,
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 This one.
Oh, let's get to the good stuff. Joker. Money. All right. Damn, I really hate the background.
Lesson 5. Money.
第五课.
第五课. 钱.
The money.
你好吗？你要钱？钱.
钱. 钱.
钱. That's money.
Unit of currency.
Same thing.
元.
元.
Yuan.
Anyways, I'm moving on. This is not
the name for the currency in mainland China.
Maybe there's some Arhu. No. I'm not sure what the fuck this is. There we go. So, Carmelo should be in here soon. You won't have to listen to me anymore. Shouts out to Kaitlyn. Shouts out to all I've met, all I've known. Shouts out to Penguins, my fun facts. Shout out to Mandarin. You are listening to Desmond Decker. 007, parenthetically, Shantytown.